شعبي طاقي كلك those that are interested in listening. Perek Dalet Chavis Lavoi says, discussing the bitachon a person should have with regard to all aspects of his life, and he writes that when it comes to a person's parnasa, like we said, when he gets his health, he should do the shtadlis required. However, to realize that it's not the specific job that he's being oisik in that's providing his parnasa, rather it's Ribono Shel Olam, b'teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, "B'ma'od ha'masik es parnasasa yadayim tzoy shu oisik boi le'nochen mitzidah le'fterech le'mtzoy atzmai le'smoyach boi le'shtadl ha'chiv v'yoyser." Person has a job, Baruch Hashem, he's successful in his job, and his job provides him with parnasa. He should not put all his alfiftuchu b'nedivim, don't be boiteach in his job. It's not his job. His job is ishtadlus, and his job is now the means that he's getting parnasa from the Ribono Shel Olam. But it's not really. The Ribono Shel Olam wants to give him parnasa, and he has to do ishtadlus. The middle of two are in his daman lepun dekacha. But Batsim, it could very well be that even if he wouldn't be successful, even if something happens to his job, still the Ribono Shel Olam will provide him parnasa, not specifically from here. And therefore, he shouldn't, at all costs, hold on to his, decide that it's his job that's giving him the parnasa, and that's it. And if it's not this, then he has no parnasa. Not to be beiteich in the job, rather to be beiteich in the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not correct to think that the emtzoi, the means, is going to give him more than the Ribono Shel Olam decided the chatchila. I saw a story of somebody was relating about her father, how before the first chasana of her siblings, father realized that he is going to need a little bit more to marry off his children, and he didn't say where the story took place, Bachal, but he didn't want to have to ask people for help. Mamela, right before the first chasana, before he realized that his oldest child is coming of age, he was misbal to Ribono Shel Olam, please, Ribono Shel Olam, help me, that I should be able to marry off my children without having to help anybody else, ask anybody else for help. Kitzer, he worked, besides his job, he worked on the side before Yantip, before Sukkot, he worked to help somebody with Dalad Minim. So that year, the person that he worked for decided to retire, and he says, "You've been helping me out for the past few years. I'm giving the business over to you." And sure enough, he was Isaac in it. He already was Isaac in it a few years before, and he already knew what to do. And he had pronounced all the money that he made from that, he put away for his children's chasanas. Bekitzer, at the end of whatever it was, after the course of nearly 20 years, there was only him and one other person that was selling the Dalad Minim. And the final year after marrying off his last child, all of a sudden there was another two or three people, Seichrim, that entered the shuk in his town. It sounds like it was like out of town place, maybe, and started selling Dalad Minim. So there's two things that such a person can do. Listen here, I've been here for the last 20 years. Don't step on my toes. Don't step on my toes. Run the guy right out of town. Or he says, no. It's not this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of sending me an extra parnasa. Now I married off my child, that's it. It's the next one. This is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me. But in Echrami, it's not that this is my parnasa, it's not that this is my... This was the extra help that the Ribono Shel Olam gave him. And in Echrami, Taki didn't need help from anybody else. And to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu harbi drachon lemakim, and right now this is the way that he gave him parnasa, and this is not his only way of parnasa. And in Echrami, now it's the next person's turn. The next person has to marry off their kids. That's... Galgal HaChayzer, Mamela, the next person is... The Chavis Lavoz continues, he says something interesting. He says, if a person is Matzliach, he should thank the Ribono Shel Olam, Yoyid Elabori HaShel Himtzilei Esparnasas Achrei Sheyogan Amanov, Lenosan Shemole V'tirchos Yelarik. K'moy Shekosov, Yigik HaPech, Yisoy HaLashrech V'tivlach. If a person is Matzliach in his Parnasa, so he says, then thank the Ribono Shel Olam. Don't just, it's my brains and brawn, I have a good job, and I went to school for this, and what do you think this is? It doesn't happen from nothing, and where are you going to make parnasa from if you don't go to school, and if you don't do this, you don't do that, and the other thing. And Baruch Hashem, I'll be matzliach, because I put in enough hours, v'chulu. That's all good and fine that you did your Ishtadlis, but the Parnassah comes from the Ribbono Shel'olam. Thank you, Ribbono Shel'olam, for Parnassah. Ve'echad ha-chassidim omar, and one of the chassidim said, ani mitpalei. I'm in amazement. Amishin reisin l'chavir es mash haburi gazel av lasit loi. V'achi ha-chumatzke l'chavir es hotev eshas loi b'zem. V'achi shvenu l'hezit loi lo. Says, I'm in amazement of somebody that he helps out his friends, he gives him money, and helps him out. And then he, you know, subtly reminds him, oh, by the way, remember before Yontif, I was with so tough times by you. Ah, thank you so much, you helped me out so much. Trying to get a Yashar Koach from the person that he helped out. Says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you extra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you something that you should be able to help the next person. And you didn't do anything. You're right, in a Hanami, you were the Shliach to give it over. But imagine somebody taps you on the shoulder and he says, listen here, you live in Ramat Eshkol. Terrific. I have $100,000 and I'm trying to get to that I need to get rid of. $100,000, I need to give it over to a certain person in Ramat Eshkol. So you do me the favor, I'll give you $200,000, and you go over to this fellow and you give him one of those $100,000. So he goes over and gives over, sure enough, why not? He goes over, gives him $100,000, and he reminds him, by the way, afterwards, remember how much money I gave you? Remember? It's asking for a thank you, Kilo. What did you do? You didn't do anything. I gave you $200,000 and asked you to give $100,000 of the $200,000 to this other person. Ribbono Shel'olam gave a person money, gave him extra money, money that he doesn't deserve, money that is more than he needs to be able to help out other people. But etzem, we'll see in a second, actually. It doesn't mean that the other person shouldn't give a yashar koach to the person that's helping him out. But in a chanami, that you should demand the hakar satariv, that he's saying that really it's all coming from the Ribbono Shel'olam, and he gave it to you with a certain intention. Yaakov Glinsky says in last week's parasha, Leisachmoid, and that he asked, Rishenim asked, how could it be Mitzavan Leisachmoid? Leisachmoid is a feeling, is an emotion. You see something that you want, what are you supposed to do? So he says, that's why he says in the Pasuk, Leisachmoid, Leisachmoid Yeshu Tzeriyachol, Leisachmoid Shore V'chamori, V'chol Asher L'yachol. He says, Leisachmoid, it's a package deal. If you want also his house, if you want also his car, then it has to be Kol Asher L'yachol. Everything else that comes along with it, the whole package deal, all the neighbors that bother him and all the other issues that the person has. It's not, you're looking just one side. So he continues and he says, why? Why does it have to be that way? Why can't it be that I have my things and I have the good things that he has? Why does it have to be that I take the whole package deal? Why can't I just have also what I have and also what he has? Why does it have to be that way? So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give out matanot. He gives misimot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a present. He gives jobs. He gives a person achrayas. He says if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person wealth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person kishrin, talents, then obviously it's meant that he's supposed to use it for a certain purpose. But Meila, you just want to take the milus without having the achrayas. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the other person whatever it is that he has, it's because he's supposed to use it properly. He's supposed to use the Mishal Salanti said, he says, I know that the Ribbono Shel'olam gave me the kechos of 1,000 people. The kechos of 1,000 people. He says, but he's also going to be tever for me the work of 1,000 people. It goes hand in hand. A person should realize when he's helping somebody else out, it's a tremendous chutz to help the person out, but to realize it is just a shliach from the Ribbono Shel'olam. He continues and he says, I'm even in greater amazement. He's even greater amazement of somebody who thanks his boss tremendously for everything, and his mamish speaks with hachno, and he does everything that the boss wants, and he doesn't thank you so much, and he gives a tremendous yashar koach to his boss, and he doesn't give a shkoach to the Ribbono Shel'olam. To realize that you're giving a shkoach to the person that had to do it. You're giving this guy that sent over the $100,000, the person that actually handed you the money, thank you so much for giving it to me. It wasn't him. He's just a shliach to give it from the first person. You got to give a yashar koach to the first person. Give a yashar koach to the Ribbono Shel'olam and realize that everything comes from him. He continues and he says, if a person is oisik in parnasa, and he's not being matzliach. First of all, it could possibly be that Ribbono Shel'olam gave you money a different way, and that's why you have been matzliach. you just haven't paid attention. The Shemei Chayzer is Bainan Yisrael Hifchim Bo. You don't realize that it's coming from somewhere else. It's coming from somebody who's telling me last year before Pesach that he says, like, if the government gives stimulus like this every year before Pesach, then, you know, maybe I'll take off from my job. I won't have to. So in Echonami, he wasn't able to do matzliach. He wasn't able to work as much as work. But the Maisa, the government gave him a few $1,000, which was mashlim, whatever he's missing. And then the same thing happened a few months later. So in Echonami, it could be that he wasn't big matzliach, but that's because he did it as a stadlis, and the Rebbeinu Shalom gave him the parnas from somewhere else. Everybody in America is getting it. It's not just for you. It doesn't make a difference if everybody's getting it. You got your panasa. Neisin lechem lechol basar ki lo yelam panasa. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to everybody. And that doesn't absolve you from giving asher kach. Oy shu'ulei panasa se tal ve'elah bedrachem achiris. Maybe his panasa will come a different way. Possibly a different way. I just want to tell a personal story that happened. I think that just highlights this point. It was a fascinating story. This was just after I moved. Purchased an apartment and we were changing over money from dollars to shkolim, and I just moved into my house that week and we bought a piece of furniture. We went to somebody's house, we saw somebody selling a piece of furniture and went to them, and the parents were not home, the children were home at the time, and we said we want to take it. There was a price tag on it for whatever much they wanted, and we want to take it. The kids are that evening, just tell your parents, call us back. We need to get a phone call. So we called them back later on that night. I said, what happened? They said, well, if you really want to know, what happened was that this piece of furniture, my husband's chavrusa, friend, neighbor, I don't remember exactly what it was, he saw it, he also wanted it, and he's willing to pay us 1,000 shekel more than the price that we were asking. That was only after we already decided that we're going to buy it. So he said, you know what? If you're willing to pay an extra 700 shekel for it, then you can have it. But if not, then we're going to sell to this other person. Fair or not fair? I didn't think it was fair, but was definitely not. It was definitely worth it. It's definitely worth that extra money. We took it. I think that was Sunday. Monday, we were changing over money from dollars to shekelim, and we called up to find out exactly what the rate is. The rate changes every few minutes. Shemamish changes continuously. We called out exactly what the rate is, and then we decided, we worked backwards exactly what the rate is, how many shekelim we needed, and then that amount of dollars. Decided we needed whatever it was. $100,000, whatever it was, to switch over. The kids are okay. We decided. We made the cheshbon. We heard the rate, made the cheshbon, and then we called the bank to switch it over. In between, in those 2-3 minutes, it switched, the rate switched another by, I don't know what it was, 0.1%. And the difference between how much it was, the amount that we decided, $100,000, we got exactly how much money we needed, plus another 700 shekel. I think it was 702 shekel, actually. It was like, what do we see from the story? We see the story that, yeah, in Echonami, sometimes, it's not always that blatant. It's a great story, because it was so clear to us that if you're supposed to lose the money, you're going to lose the money. And if you're not supposed to lose the money, you're not going to lose the money. You paid the 700 shekel over here, and you weren't supposed to pay, you'll get it back from somewhere else, in Echonami. It's going to come, and it works the other way also. If you weren't supposed to get it here, then it'll go somewhere else. I'll tell another story that this I heard from the person who was a Rebbe in the Cheder that it happened. He said that he was one of the Rebbeim, this was about 2 years ago, one of the Rebbeim in his Cheder decided to take off the day of the elections. Why? Because if you sit there by the ballot and you're in charge, they pay a very lot of money for one day. It's like 1,100 shekel, I think it is, for one day. And that's a lot more than he makes as a Rebbe for one day. So he decided that he's going to take off. That's the day he's taking off, and he's going to go to do sit by the ballot. Pekitzer, the night before the elections, his air conditioner broke. His air conditioner broke. He had to get a technician down. How much did it cost him to fix it? 1,100 shekel. Pekitzer, the next 2 days later, he's in the Rebbeim's room, whatever it is, the Rebbe's room, and he's telling the other Rebbeim, this I heard from one of the Rebbeim there, he's telling the Rebbeim that, what a nest it was. Had I not taken off that day, we would have the money to pay for my air conditioner. And everybody sitting at the table says, wait, if you wouldn't have taken it off, you wouldn't have to pay for your air conditioner when it's broken. If you're supposed to have the money, you'll have it. If you're not, you're not supposed to have it. Don Segel Shlita was just saying a story last week. He says, Avrechem usually often come to me and they tell me that I wasn't able to sleep at night because the kid was crying. So he tells them, it's not because the kid was crying that you weren't able to sleep at night. Since you weren't supposed to sleep, that's why the child was crying. So you, one time you step late for Shachar, so then that extra hour that you so you're up at a different time. It works this way with everything. Everything works this way with money, it works this way with sleep, it works this way with Avmashgiach, that I go to his Vadim, he says that it works this way with Hanois, with, right, you took too many extra candies over here, so you missed one over here, you take one. You didn't take it over here, get over there. You're not going to lose that. Whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to have, you're going to have. Whichever way it's going to be. Maybe it's talking not going to be exactly in the oifen that you have. That's exactly what he's saying. Right? It looks like it's not coming this way. It looks like that guy cheated. It looks like if you're supposed to make the money, don't worry about it. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Har Beis Drachim Lamokrim, you definitely don't have to worry about it not happening. He continues and he says, This is the last aspect. And that is Shal Ha'adam Liftoich Bazel Abarev Yachanim Zel Lov Lidig Briyasi Atamidus Haideim Tzayim Tivim. A person has to be taken in the Ribbono Shel Olam, but nevertheless do his Ishtadlus. His Ishtadlus that he shouldn't get sick. Olor Apias Machlosi B'dach Refuah Nehu Gavar Olam. And to be Isaac in medicines and what other types of surgery, whatever he might need. Whatever is Nog, Moshe Tziva Bar Yisbarach Ha'api Rapi. Ach Mibli Liftoich Alem Tzayim Atzmam. But not to believe that it's them, it's the pill which is going to help a person out. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that does, and he decides whether or not it works or it doesn't work. Sometimes it can be that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a refuah totally without any medicine. He gets a bracha from a tzaddik. It could be, or you're happy, I say, but over a mazik moi, k'moishu yidu l'chomi yovda shalalisho. It's possible that Kodesh Baruch will take something which seems to be counterintuitive. He takes something which is should cause even more problems and makes it better. I remember that at the beginning of Corona, there's a story of a lady who was like in a coma for a number of years, and she had a certain virus that was eating away at her body, and she got Corona, and the coronavirus ate up the other virus, and she woke up. She was it was like Mamasha Nes Nigla. But because there's something which should her work, something which is Mar, is gonna cause Masik. He says like Moshe Rabbeinu, who took Himtika Samayim Amarudayam Ali Day Samar. So to a person in Kadosh Baruch Hu should be Beteach, a person should be Beteach in Kadosh Baruch Hu and realize that anything he has to be Isaac in the Ishtadlus, whatever the Ishtadlus is. And just to give what is the Ishtadlus in this case of, I don't get into what to do, but I get to Ishtadlus with regard to Corona. That's not for me to decide. That's for every person to ask their own Rav. But I just want to tell a story that I think brings out the point. Say, Rebbetzin Kolodetsky, she went to go ask her father, Chaim Kanyas Kishlita, whether or not she should take the vaccine. And she said she could. She should. She went. She put on her Shabbos clothing. She says, Haredi, Rakaim, Vizay, B'chol HaShei Rucho. And she went and she got the vaccine. Is it the right thing to do? Is it the wrong thing to do? That's my status because that's what my father told me to do. What's going to be Lamaisa? That's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Should you do it or should you not? Every person has their own question. That's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is, when you're doing it, what's the Tzugain? This is what's going to help me. This is going to be the thing. The status, because that's what it's calling Yeruch, that he's telling you that's your status. That's what your status is. Every person, whatever his status is. But to realize, at the end of the day, and at the beginning of the day, and at the middle of the day, the Lamaisa, the outcome is only from the Ribbono Shel Olam.